Greetings in Jesus' name on the sixth day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently 41 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. Foggy conditions, sun just trying to peep through the fog. And we're looking forward to a beautiful day of service here in Maine. I hope that you are enjoying your day wherever God has you and wherever you are listening to this broadcast / podcast. And you can find it on several different places. And I hope you have those marked and you're able to listen daily to the Word of God. A short challenge from the Bible, an update on what our God continues to do. And we're grateful to come and to have this means of ministry. Yesterday, I spent most of the day in Groton, Massachusetts at a church planners conference where we were able to raise almost $40,000 for five different families and projects that are happening in the Northeast and New England area. And we're continuing to believe God that He would help us and encourage us along the way. Tonight, of course, we have service, and we're praying toward a life-changing service tonight, one that is full of people, full of the power of God, and has the touch of God upon the singing, the preaching, the testifying, in every aspect of the service. And we ask you to pray for me, that I might be able to preach in a way that would honor and glorify the Lord. Thank you for continuing to pray for our health as we plow on for Christ, trusting the Lord to touch us every step of the way. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 3 and verse number 28. Moses has come to the conclusion, because of what the Lord has told him, that he will not be taking the people of God into their promised possession. But he is to charge Joshua. He is to encourage Joshua, and he is to strengthen Joshua to go over before this people. And I want to speak on those three things today and make an application of where we are at in the Lord's ministry. Are we doing these three things? Now, it might be that the Lord will advance our local churches and advance the ministries in our local churches if we can do these three things to someone around us. Number one, God says, but charge Joshua. Joshua was to receive a charge from Moses. We also can charge others. We can charge them in such a way that they will obey the Lord. Second of all, he says, I want you to encourage him. Certainly, don't discourage him, but encourage him. Let him know that with God all things are possible. Let him know that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Let him know that he is a man of God, and he will be able to accomplish the things that God has called him to accomplish. So he said, you may not be going in, Moses, but number one, charge Joshua. Number two, encourage Joshua. And number three, strengthen Joshua. It says, and strengthen him. Certainly he needed strengthened in the law of the Lord. He needed strengthened in the practical truths of leadership. He needed strengthened in the ability to be able to withstand the onslaughts of the stress that comes that even Moses experienced. And his father-in-law said, you're never going to bear all of the cumbrances and all of the difficulties of these people. You're going to have to have other people to help you. And so he says to him here in this passage, strengthen Joshua. Make for sure that he understands all of this. For he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. I wonder, dear friend, today, do we have time to charge someone? Do we have time to encourage someone? And do we have time to strengthen someone? If we'll do these three things to our Joshuas, there's no telling what God will do and advance his work throughout this world, and may God do that in each and every one of our lives. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Wednesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.